Recording with the family in mind. 3, 2, 1. Setting up a budget to control our daily spending is a smart thing to do, right? But how many people actually stick to it? With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. Keeping track of every dollar you spend sounds like a daunting and unrealistic task, but there are ways to make a budget easy to plan and to follow. There are great budgeting tools out there, such as Quicken and Microsoft Money, but many people are overwhelmed by the array of options these products offer. A simple pen and pad might be easier to initially stick to your budget plan. First, review your spending. It's easiest to view your daily purchases if you charge most things on a credit card. Most financial institutions provide an end-of-year statement with graphs of spending categories. Just be sure you choose a card that you pay off in full each month. If you prefer to pay with cash, jot down all your purchases for one full month to get a general snapshot of your spending. Then analyze your results. What are your weak spots? What can be changed? Compare your monthly earnings or inflow with your monthly spending or outflow. Make sure to subtract whatever is deducted from your paycheck, such as taxes and health insurance. And don't forget to include other earnings, such as dividends, bonuses, and interest. Now you can accurately evaluate if you're spending more than you make. And rather than gasping at the ghost of your money's past, it really is time to look into your spending future by creating a spending plan, which is just another name for a budget. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.